Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during this next half hour, we'll feature another nine Motown artists from the 1960s with some of their great songs. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, the Temptations, the Velvet, Barrett Strong, the Spinners, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, the Originals, and Earl Van Dyke. Well, first up, the Four Tops with a great song, Shake Me, Wake Me When It's Over. Well, this song was a 1966 song written and produced by that great writing team that we talked about the last half hour of Holland, Dozier, and Holland, and is released on the Motown record label. The single talks of a man who refused to believe that his longtime love is leaving him for another man after hearing gossip from neighbors. While failing to be convinced, the lead singer, Levi Stubbs, pleads for someone to shake him and wake him up when he believes the nightmare is over. When he finally sees his woman with somebody else, he still believes he's in a dream. Well, the song peaked at number 18 on the U.S. pop charts, adding yet another single to the great repertoire that the Four Tops had at this time, and it peaked at number 5 on the Rhythm and Blues singles charts. Well, the Supremes recorded a version for their 1966 hit album called The Supremes A Go-Go, and Barbara Streisand covered the song from her 1975 album called Lazy Afternoon. Well, Amy Holland also covered the song on her 1983 album called On Your Every Word. Well, here are The Four Tops featuring Levi Stubbs singing lead vocals right here on Motown Memories.
All through this storm and sleepless night, I hear my neighbors talking.
She don't love,
saying that out of my life, to another's arms, you'll soon be walking. Somebody shake me, break me, when it's over.
When it's over.
Somebody tell me that I'm dreaming, and wake me when it's over.
When it's over.
I may say I love it, what it used to be, and everyone knows but me. I call my ears, not wanting to hear, but the words are loud and clear. Through these walls so thin, I hear my neighbors win. They sing,
she don't love it, she don't love it.
They say my heart's in danger, cause you're leaving me for the love.
And all ordinary, you made it sunny and bright. Tom at MotorMemoriesAtYahoo.com. That's MotorMemoriesAtYahoo.com.
Motown Memory from the Velvettes, a Motown Memory's favorite artist. That was A Bird in the Hand Is Worth Two in the Bush. That did not chart and reach in top 40 status, but it was released in 1965. Before that, The Temptations with You're My Everything, a very pretty song, reaching number 6 from 1967. And we started with that number 18 song from 1966, Shake Me, Wake Me When It's Over by the Four Tops. You found the home of Motown Memories, and this is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature some great Motown artists with hit songs from the 1960s. Well, coming up, a very early song on the Motown label, the Barrett Strong classic song called Money, That's What I Want. Well, Money was written by Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, and a receptionist at Motown called Janie Bradford. Well, Berry's great song about the elusiveness of cold hard cash, which was conceived in partnership with their receptionist, Janie Bradford, earned the budding company back in 1960 enough green stuff itself when it was most needed. It was most likely the very first hit that was recorded at their newly built studios in Detroit. Janie Bradford recalled at the time that, quote, Mr. Gordy was playing piano and he had this riff going. We stood there, and we just kept writing and throwing lyrics together and improving on the melody, and the whole thing came together. Well, Barrett Strong was on hand and took over on piano and vocals from his boss, while two unidentified white youths sat on guitar and bass. Barrett recalled that the two just walked up and asked if they could be on the session. They were two young kids on their way home from high school. Never saw them again in my life. Well, it was very lucky that they all showed up because the song came together beautifully. Here is Money, That's What I Want, Barrett Strong, right here on Motown Memories.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
That's what I want.
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 love give me such a thrill. But your love don't pay my bills. I need
that's what I want.
Sometimes a man
Last night in the Pips with the number 19 tune from 1969, The Nitty Gritty. Before that, The Spinners with I'll Always Love You, number 35 from 65. And we started with Money, That's What I Want, Barrett Strong. It reached number 23 from 1960, and it was his only top 40 song. He preferred to be a great writer, teaming up much later to record some great songs with The Temptations, among other groups. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature some great Motown artists from the 1960s with some great songs. Well, coming up, a song that you know better from another group, but this is Junior Walker and the All-Stars with These Eyes. Well, a new day had dawned for Junior Walker. It may have once seemed unthinkable, but now a sweet tune like These Eyes, which was a top 10 hit in April 1969 for the Canadian group The Guess Who, and was co-written by one of the Guess Who members, Burton Cummings, was just right for Junior Walker. Similar in tempo to the great hit he had right before this, What Does It Take to Win Your Love, it had a melodic, non-screechy horn solo. Well, Johnny Bristol, one of the producers of this song, recalled that, quote, "It was amazing just to sit there and see what he could do next. If you give him a direction, he'd go crazy." Well, up until this time, Junior Walker was more focused and he preferred more harder hitting songs. But the slowdown gave Walker his greatest success. Well, here is Junior Walker with his All-Stars, These Eyes, right here on Motown Memories.
Memories with Tom Fallon. baby. You don't understand how much I love you, baby, and how much I wanna be your only man. Oh, baby.
Baby, 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 you don't have to go. Stay a little while longer, baby. I wanna talk to you just a little more.
I see the little tears in your eyes about to fall. You are wondering if I'm for real.
But if you cry, I wonder why you cry. I tell you, no lie, this is how I feel. Baby, I'm for real. Truth about it, girl, I just couldn't live without you, and that's why I'm confessing my love to you, so that I can live my whole life with you.
Baby, baby, baby,
never, 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 never gonna leave you, baby.
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Earl Van Dyke and the Motown Brass, this was the group that performed all the backup instrumentals for all the Motown artists in the 1960s. That was a song called 6x6. It didn't chart, but it was released in 1966. Before that, the Originals with Baby I'm For Real, number 14 from 1969. And we started with Junior Walker and the All-Stars, number 16 from 1969, These Eyes. Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. This last hour, you've heard from 18 different Motown artists recording 45 singles released in the 1960s. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured during the last hour on Motown Memories. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.